This morning, I just want to touch on a few things real quick this morning. God put something on my heart this week, and He's like, I want you to preach this. I don't want you to just speak it. I want you to preach it. And I thought, well, okay, Lord, I don't know what, you'll let me know what that means, And so, in the book of Mark, we have chapter 3. We'll look at that here in just a second. But, God's put a word in my spirit this morning. This week, I've been kind of excited, even though I'm tired. I've just been excited about today. And I've been excited almost every day of this week. I can't wait to get to church. I can't wait to do something because I believe God's got something for somebody this morning, or He wouldn't have laid this on my heart. I think He's got something for somebody this morning that's going to help them in their life. It maybe help somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. I don't know. But, I got to tell you that whoever has ears, let them hear that God wants to bless you in your life. He wants to bless you. He offers so much. And when I read the Scripture, I see all those things that He offers. And I think, why don't we receive Him so much? And I think it's because we're not willing to stretch. And sometimes we have to stretch in order to receive. And this Scripture I hear, it goes another time, and I like that too, because Jesus went to the synagogue a lot. He went to church, okay? And so it says another time He went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. So this man was at church, okay? He was there. And some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched Him closely to see if He would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. I love that part. He says, "Stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand." My hope this morning is by the end of this message, somebody is going to be set free from some stronghold that's keeping them back in their life. My hope this morning is there's somebody here that's dealing with something in their life that they can't deal with, they're not able to deal with, and I'm here to tell you that this morning, all Jesus is asking you to do is to stretch out your hand and receive the gift and the freedom that He can give. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that this morning? Sometimes I think we don't, we're used to being stretched in different ways. And I know this life pulls us in all different directions. And I wish I had a big rubber band or a big balloon to kind of illustrate that. But I think sometimes we just get stretched and we get stretched and we get stretched and we get stretched. And then there's family and then there's problems and then there's work and then there's all this here. And we just keep getting stretched. And sometimes I think we think we're about ready to explode. And we're stretched that way. But God wants to stretch us out. God wants us to stretch out for Him. Our text begins with Jesus entering again into the synagogue. The number one need for the church today is we need the manifestation of the Holy Spirit to fall on the churches today. Amen. We have a lot of churches that ignore the Holy Spirit in their church. And I know that we have the Holy Spirit here because of testimonies like what Ed just gave. I hear it multiple times. I've heard it multiple times from different people. When they walk through that door, they feel the presence of God Almighty. That's not about me. There's a song that I used to sing, or you've heard sang, is Standing on Holy Ground. And one of the verses to that is, in His presence there is joy beyond all measure, and at His feet peace and love can be found. For if you have a need, I know He has an answer. So just reach out and claim it, is what it says. Reach out, stretch out and claim it, because you are standing on holy ground. And I think about this church when I think when people walk through the door, it's not about this building. It's not about the nice padded pews or the carpet or the air conditioner, which I'm glad we have. It's not about that. It's about the people that are filled with the Holy Spirit, that are serving Christ in their life, that are willing to stretch out and receive the blessings that God has. And when people are willing to do that, other people feel it. Amen? Come on now. That's a compliment. Amen? I just wish more churches were like this. It's not about being a Nazarene. It's not about being a Baptist. It's not about being a Pentecost. It's about being a disciple or a servant. It's about loving Jesus and allowing those blessings to flow through you, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let our hearts be set on fire. That's what we need. We have all the comforts in this church that we could ever ask for. We have PowerPoint, which is nice. We have air conditioning, which is great on a day like today. We have soft padded pews to sit in. We have all that. But when I read the history, especially the history of the Nazarene Church, when Dr. Brzee was in Los Angeles, he was in this old barn. They called it the Glory Barn. It didn't have air conditioning in it. But yet his prayer to the congregation was to let the glory fall. Pray the glory down. And so, you know, we have good theology in our church. I believe the Nazarene Church has great theology behind it. But listen, theology can only get you so far. We need more, less theology and more neology. Amen. Amen. We need people that are willing to get on their knees and pray the glory down. Amen. That's when things start changing. That's when God starts stretching you out, when you're willing to get on your knees and praise Him. Come on now. We need the firepower of the saints that are willing to get on their knees and pray. Another thing Dr. Brzee said in some of his writings, what he liked his congregation to do is a rally around the altar when somebody prayed. That's great advice. Man. You guys are quiet this morning. Man, I just want to shout this morning. Amen. If I could dance, I'd dance, but you guys would laugh at me. Amen. You know, I like the modern conveniences, I do, but it's not about that. I'd rather be in that old barn with no air conditioning on if it meant that's where the Holy Spirit, if I could feel the presence of the Almighty right there. I don't care about the air conditioning then, right? I want to feel the fire from above. That's what's important. That's the first page. I got seven more. I won't keep you that long. I think there was a man with a withered hand, and I think, you know, what was his life like? Was he in an accident? It doesn't really say. Was he born that way? I don't think. I think maybe there was an accident or a disease that caused him. And so he was in church. It says he was at the synagogue. And so here's a guy with a withered hand, and he's probably not able to do a lot of things that he'd like to do because he's got a withered hand. But he's there. You know, there's a lot of things in life that we weren't born with. A lot of things. We weren't born addicted to pornography. We weren't born that way, right? Amen. We weren't born liars and thieves. We weren't born addicted to drugs. We weren't born addicted to alcohol, right? Some things oppress us. Sometimes we have this withered hand because of life. Struggles in life that we've gone through. And sometimes it withers us and it makes us not so productive in life. Listen to me this morning. I think that there's a lot in this scripture. Because when we're willing to stretch out, when we're willing to stretch out our hand and receive the blessing from Jesus, that's when we get deliverance from those things. We get deliverance from those addictions, from those strongholds that hold us back from serving Him like we should, from receiving that Holy Spirit in our life that will guide and direct us in every way. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Is anybody hungry for Jesus this morning? Are you hungry for Him? You know, Jesus, He had to confront a lot of things. And just like the scripture was, the religious people there were right there just ready to say something. You know, is He going to heal? They were just waiting for Him to heal this guy on the Sabbath so they could talk. You know, they were looking to kill Him. They were looking for an excuse that they might kill Him. And that's what the last part of that scripture, if you put that up there, it says, then the Pharisees, in verse 6, it says, then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Just because He healed somebody on the Sabbath. See, religion's not going to get us anywhere. Religion gets us stuck in a rut of judgment. Come on now. We have to be careful about that. I read a book here recently called Accidental Pharisee. And I'll tell you, one part of that I could read and I would say, man, I know that person. And then I would read the next verse or the next chapter or paragraph and I'd say, boy, I've been that person. Yeah. I mean, it really put it out to me where I'm like, you know what? I've been a Pharisee before. I've got caught up in that religious, well, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, or else. I'm not going to hit that too hard. You know, but religious opposition didn't stop Jesus. It didn't stop Him. Because He knew what was important. And that's what I'm telling you this morning. What is important? It's not about the religious parts of it. It's about just getting close to Jesus and letting Him take care of the rest of that.
Amen.
He'll take care of all that other stuff. All that other stuff falls into place when you follow Him. You know, Jesus He did what Jesus did. He knew what was going to happen to Him, but He did what Jesus did. You know, and I think in life also, there's people out there, once we start following Him, and sometimes we're afraid to let loose and let the Spirit take control because there's people out there that just seem like they don't want you to be blessed. They don't want you to live a happy life, it seems like. You know people like that. It's like you're around them and they exhaust you, you know? And I've said this before, they're like the ones in Walmart you see that you're like, oh, You go to the next aisle and boom, there they are. And then you go to the next aisle and boom, there they are. I don't do that. I don't. I know some of you do because I know you run from me. No, I don't know. Maybe you do. No, but you know, there's just some people that seem like they don't want to see people happy. You know, you start, things start going good in your life and it just seems like, oh, there's this and there's this, there's this, and there's this, there's this. But Jesus is like, you got to ignore all that stuff. I did. I'm going to heal somebody because I'm going to do good. And that's what we have to look at. I want to stretch myself out for Him. You know, and I thought this. I said, you know, when we stretch ourselves out, it's like this. And sometimes He says, I want you to stretch a little bit more. And then He stretches out our feet like this. And then I want to stretch you a little bit more. And it's like this. And then we're stretched out. How are we stretched out? We're stretched out like Him. As He hung on the cross, we're stretched out. That's the way they did Him. And we take up our cross and we follow Him every day. I want to be stretched out like that every day in my life. I want to follow Him. And when people see me, they see Christ. When I look in the mirror, I want to see Jesus. I don't want to see my reflection. I want to give everything up that's me because everything that's me is bad. I mess up. I'll walk down the wrong road. I'll stumble and fall. But if I can keep Jesus in my life, if I can focus on Him, if I can keep stretched out like this and keep my eyes on Him, you know, Jesus looked up at the Father and He said, "It's finished. Forgive them," He said. "Forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." That's the way He treated others. Man, I want to be that. But sometimes it takes for us to be willing to be stretched out. We have to reach out, stretch out our hand to Him. I said, I came to tell you this morning that God wants to stretch you out. He wants to use you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bless you. Sometimes He wants us to do a ministry, and sometimes we think that we can't do it. We're not capable of doing it. But I'm telling you right now that it's not about me being capable or you being capable. It's about the One who can make you capable.
Amen.
People will tell you you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. But let me tell you what, if God wants you to do something, He'll give you what you need to do it. If you don't believe that, just look at me. Because I'm not really capable of much. But when I let the Holy Spirit take control of me, all things are possible. And that's not just for me, that's for you. That's what He wants for each and every one of us. And I hope that's your heart's desire this morning. I hope that that's why you came this morning, is just to get more Jesus in your life. I hope you came, and when you leave here today, I hope you leave better than you came. Because Jesus wants to bless you in your life. And we can think, we can look back and think about all the stupid things that we've done in our life, but none of that matters. None of that matters. What matters now is today, here, right now, in this church service this morning, I'm going to stretch out and let God take control. And I'm not going to look back because none of that matters anymore. And I'm going to live my life the way God wants me to live. That's what matters the most. And you can walk in the blessings and the anointing that Jesus wants to put on your life. Amen. And I didn't have Verna put this up there, but in Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3 says, "Enlarge the places of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine inhabitants. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities inhabitable." I love that. Notice all the words that speak of stretching out, getting bigger, stretching out, opening up to Him. That's what we have to do. We have to be willing to stretch out and open up to Jesus. All these words and the enlarging, the stretching, the lengthening, the strengthening. It says, "For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, and thou seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make them desolate cities and inhabitable." In other words, God is saying there is so much more. There is so much more when you're willing to stretch out for us. And I'm telling you this morning, just keep praying. Keep praying for those ones in your life. I'm just telling you, keep praying for those ones in your life. And you know what I'm talking about. Keep praying for those kids. Keep praying for that husband. Just keep praying. Stretch out. Get on your knees. Praise. Praise Him. Get on your knees and shout out to Him, "Lord God, please." That's what He wants from us this morning. God said to Abraham, He said, "Lift up your eyes and look to the east, west, north, and south." I want to bless you, He said. I want you to have all that land, everything your eyes can see. But you have to stretch. You have to leave where you're at. You have to take down your tent and start walking. Isn't that something? We got to leave it behind. We got to leave it where we're at and just start walking towards Him. I want to close. I just want you to think this morning. Are you willing to stretch out this morning? Are you willing to reach out and just take a hold of what Jesus wants to do for you? Think about that this morning. Think about that this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Word, Lord. I want to be stretched to the full. Lord, I just want to be blessed this morning. I came here this morning in obedience to preach this message, Lord, that You put on my heart, Lord, and I know it was for somebody this morning. And Lord, You know who that is. It may be for more than one. So Lord, I just leave it to You. Let Your Holy Spirit do its work. And I praise You and I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.